From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The Obama and McCain campaigns are going after the Latino vote and is prepped for the Democratic National Convention hitting a snag. To give us the skinny, we've got Democratic strategist Donna Brazile. She's an author and nationally syndicated columnist. Plus Robert George. He's an editorial writer for the New York Post. As always, we love having you guys on. How you doing?
I'm great.
Okay.
Hello, Robert. I miss you.
Yeah, same here, Donna. Great to hear you.
So let's talk a little bit about LULAC. That's the League of United Latin American Citizens. Both presidential candidates spoke there yesterday. It's an advocacy group for Hispanics and Latinos. And both campaigns could have challenges courting the Latino community. John McCain co-sponsored a comprehensive immigration legislation bill last year. It was defeated twice in Congress after a backlash from conservatives. The Arizona senator later said he would not support his own bill. McCain mentioned the problems passing the bill at LULAC yesterday.
Many Americans, with good cause, didn't believe us when we said we would secure our borders, so we failed in our efforts. We must prove to them that we can and will secure our borders first, while respecting the dignity and rights of citizens and legal residents of the United States of America.
So, Robert, explain what the bill was that he originally championed, why he changed his mind, and how that's going to affect the possible voting of Latinos in the fall.
Well, I'm so glad you gave me the entire hour to explain this.
you got 30 seconds.
All right. John McCain was actually one of the strongest supporters of George W. Bush's comprehensive immigration focus in Congress. What the McCain approach would have done would have created a so-called path to citizenship for illegals that that are already here, as well as creating a new class of guest workers that would be able to come in, work for a company, and then go back to their original country. However, as you mentioned in the setup, it was largely from conservatives that felt that this would be rewarding people who came here illegally and were in fact they'd already broken the laws to come into the country, and that they would be rewarding them. When the McCain campaign basically fell apart in the early to mid part of 2007, part of it was because the conservatives felt that he wanted to create amnesty for illegals, and so after being slapped around on that issue several times, McCain, not surprisingly, started to back away from it and is now focusing more on a securing the borders approach to immigration, and then trying to look at the other issues further down the road.
Donna, you know, there are some parts of American society, some voters who really don't see immigration as a big deal right now when you've got the economy, et cetera, et cetera. Other people for whom this is absolutely square center of their political ideology, one way or the other. What do you think Senator McCain's chances are of both dealing with conservatives who are tough on immigration or tough on immigration law, and with people who support changing the law?
First of all, I think that most Americans agree that we must secure our borders. That is a security issue and not just an economic issue. John McCain supported comprehensive immigration reform before he decided during the Republican primary to basically say that he would have not backed the bill that he helped to author. But here's what's happening. In 2004, President George Bush won 40% of the Latino vote. And in 2000, he only got 35%. In 2006, when Democrats took control of the Congress, many of the Republicans across the country campaigned. Immigration reform was their key issue, and they lost the Latino vote. So right now, John McCain is trying to become competitive once again with the Latino vote, which will control the electoral outcome in several states, including Colorado, New Mexico, Florida, Nevada, to just name a few, even his home state of Arizona, where right now Senator Obama is only down by a few points. So this is largely an electoral issue, not just a national security or economic issue, but it's also electoral. And while immigration is a very important issue to the Latino community, they're concerned, like most other Americans, about education, health care, the economy, and they would like to have a president that will fight to advance their issues, which, like most Americans, include ensuring that everyone can make their ends meet.
Now, Donna, let me jump in because I'm going to play you a clip of Senator Obama. He supported the McCain-Kennedy immigration reform bill, but he also supports the construction of a border fence. And he spoke at LULAC later in the day after McCain. Here's a clip.
When Latinos lose their jobs faster than almost anybody else, or work jobs that pay less and come with fewer benefits than almost anybody else, if they're working two or three jobs and still don't have health insurance and still don't have retirement benefits, that isn't a Hispanic American problem. That's an American problem, and we have to solve that problem.
Just briefly, considering that Senator Clinton did better with Latinos in the Democratic primaries, do you think that Senator Obama is going to be able to pick up those voters?
Right now, the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll, as well as many others, show Senator Obama beating McCain among Hispanic voters by a 62-28 margin. I saw one yesterday that had pretty much the same margin. So it's clear to me that the Latino community felt alienated by the Republican attempts to use them as a wedge issue, use immigration as a wedge issue in 2006. Look, Senator Obama must become better known in the Latino community. He must focus on the economy. He must talk to the Latino voters like he talked to all other voters about the economy, health care, and education. That will help him appeal to Hispanics as a base that is growing in this country, the fastest growing constituency in America right now.
Robert, when you think about these issues, is this a bad year for Republicans with black and brown people? You know, you got a black candidate, you got brown people, some, not all of whom, are looking at the immigration issue and saying,
Farai, this is a bad year. This is a bad year for Republicans, for just about any voter, regardless of black, brown, white, green, or whatever. They've got some serious issues. Obviously, the Republicans have historically had problems attracting African American voters, and obviously, with an African American heading the Democratic ticket, that problem is even more compounded. I will say this, though, with all that behind them, John McCain is still the strongest possible candidate the Republicans could have put up in terms of trying to appeal to the Hispanic vote, because he is clearly on record of having supported that comprehensive immigration bill. And in fact, even during the primaries, when they were trying to push him out there as being soft on immigration, that is to say, his primary opponents were, he basically stuck to his guns, and it helped him actually win the Florida primary, which turned that campaign around. So even despite all the problems that the Republican brand places on McCain vis-a-vis Latinos and other immigrants, McCain has his own personal story to tell, and I think he can be competitive, though it's definitely an uphill battle.
All right, guys, we have a few minutes left to do a quick tour of a big convention center, the Pepsi Center Arena. A recent New York Times article reported that preparations for the Democratic National Convention in August are plagued with financial setbacks and delays, renovation, $6 million over budget, hinky things going on with the food, which has to be certain colors. The DNC chief, Howard Dean, denies some of the reports. Donna, what's the scoop?
Well, you know, in every 4 years, the nominee inherits a convention that is not yet ready for prime time, but it will be ready for prime time come showtime. in August. I think Leah Daughtry, the CEO of the convention, has done a fabulous job in keeping as much of the schedule on track. Look, we just the Democrats just secured a nominee about a month ago, and Senator Obama's team is now helping to boost the fundraising efforts. And now that we have a nominee, we will know a little bit more about the schedule. We will figure out the staging, figure out all of the other different items that you have to put together. Senator Obama just named the platform committee, the people who will draft the actual platform. So it will come together. Democrats tend to work on their own schedule.
All right.
And sometimes it's behind schedule.
Well, you know, I have to say, this is one of the few areas where Republicans can actually have a little chuckle during this campaign season, because the PC-ness that is going into this convention is helping drive up these costs. They've decided they need to have, as you put it out, you know, multicultural foods that have to be different, various colors. I think the mayor of Denver has insisted that he wants this to be the first green convention. So there's this balance between if they can actually get the right kind of labor that can make hats that are both biodegradable and also labor friendly. So that's also contributing to a lot of these costs. And frankly, the fact that that Barack Obama has decided to give his acceptance speech in Mile High Stadium as opposed to the convention center is also adding on to it. So I mean, I think the Democrats do have to get their act together a little bit here.
All right. Robert, well, I promise you we will have popcorn and chicken nuggets, okay?
I want shrimp, Donna.
Pepsi.
I'm expecting
Pepsi.
You. All right. I'm looking to see you in the apron serving them to me, Donna, when we get out.
Oh, we're going
to
get some letters.
Will not be biodegradable, okay? And I don't wear aprons anymore.
All right. Yeah, don't hit him upside the head with a frying pan, Donna. He, you know, better come correct, Robert. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks again, ladies. Take care.
Donna Brazile is a Democratic strategist, author, and a nationally syndicated columnist. She joined us from our NPR studios in Washington, D.C. And Robert George is an editorial writer for the New York Post. He was at our NPR studios in New York City.